Always glad to have you tuned in from wherever you may be. Our weekly conversation with Rick Limpert, who you can, of course, catch up with on Twitter. Rick Roswell is his handle there. The website for all things Rick during the week, everything he's working on, wirelesswednesday.live. And it is always an exciting week with you, Rick. You were in California, back here in Metro Atlanta as we talk here this morning on this fine Saturday. You were at the BNP Paribas Open.
Yeah, one of the biggest tennis tournaments in the world, out in Palm Springs area, Indian Wells, California. Been out there the last handful of years for that, and perfect weather and a great time out there. A lot of tech going on, and then also able to play in the Tennis with the Stars event on the Tuesday night before the tournament at the Omni out there with Cliff Drysdale Tennis and their crew. So busy week. I packed a lot into six or so days out there, and we'll pack a lot into our 10-minute segment here today.
Yeah, the event owned by Oracle founder Larry Ellison, so you know that it is going to include some of the state-of-the-art technology. And when you put tennis and tech together, it's really your wheelhouse, Rick. And I know that one thing you always like to keep up on is the apps that these different events cultivate and curate and roll out and improve from year to year. How did the BNP Paribas Open do with it this year?
Yeah, this is kind of the new trend in these apps for sports events. It used to be the app was maybe a companion kind of to go along with your attending the event. But at the BNP Paribas Open, the app is really a necessary thing. So there's lots of information on the app that isn't available anywhere else. So the only way you can get it, whether through alerts or statistics or various other things, the only way you can get it is through the app. So they're almost, I'm not saying they're force feeding it to you, but they're almost making it worthwhile or making you download it to get certain things you want. Really powerful app, like I said, and it works flawlessly. There's free Wi-Fi around the whole grounds of the tournament, so the app and anything on your phone is going to work perfectly. There's chat bots on there with people that will answer your questions or chat the chat with you and do that. Maps, all the on-site activities. So it's really more than just the what's going on in the tennis court. The app is all-encompassing.
Pretty incredible. This next thing that we're going to talk about here that you got to experience at the tournament, the BNP Paribas Open earpiece radios. I love this, Rick. I've been to a ton of football and baseball games in my life, and I love seeing the old guys in the stands listening to their headphones, their earphones, listening to the radio broadcast. A good announcer can really enhance a sporting event so much, and it's cool to see that this is in play here at the Open.
Yeah, so this is another new trend at sporting events. So you get these little earpiece radios that only work on site of the event you're at. This company, I think they started really making these for NASCAR, where you were able to listen in to the drivers and their crew chiefs, maybe your favorite driver, talking back and forth. Now at various events that the BNP Paribas Open, they had the tennis channel feed that you can listen to. So while you're watching the match, you can also get the commentary from the announcers. These earpieces are broken down and recycled after the event, so environmentally friendly. And it's just, again, something added on to the fan experience, added value that you can do while you're at the event. And it is kind of cool. It keeps up. It's not delayed at all even. So what they're talking about on the earpiece is actually what you're watching live and in person. So that really makes it work.
What did you think of the announcers? Did they do a good job?
Yeah, they do a pretty good job. It's your typical tennis channel announcers, Tracy Austin and Lindsay Davenport and that whole crew. So basically you're getting the tennis channel audio feed while you're watching the live tennis. And I know it's a lot of people, more people this year than ever in the past, who had that little earpiece in their ear.
That's pretty awesome. Well, also awesome is where you got to stay, and I know you got to take a look at several nooks and crannies of this place, the Reserve Club, thereserveclub.com. I know you always issue a critique of the places that you stay. How did this place do for you?
Well, didn't stay at the Reserve Club. The Reserve Club is more of a housing development, but went and checked it out because they just did a bunch of renovations there with the beautiful golf course, a clubhouse, tennis courts, pool. They've really, after 20 years or so, they've completely redone the club. They're real high-end there in Indian Wells and Palm Springs area, and a private community where a lot of But I'd say, you know, wealthy people have second homes. So I saw Howard Schultz, the owner of Starbucks, his second home there. A bunch of other people live in the development that I'm sure people know the names of. And just a real high-end development. But it was very quiet and very understated, kind of as you're walking through it and looking at it. They use a lot of tech involved with how they've renovated the and changed up the kind of the look and the feel of the place, and just a really eye-catching and friendly place. Was able to enjoy their morning at the Reserve Club, thereserveclub.com. People can check it out, and the beautiful photography on there as well.
Traveling the way that you do here and there and every few weeks out of town and doing the work that you do, aesthetically, architecturally, and technologically, it is just amazing how antiquated a hotel or a residence can become in just a couple of years. It's hard to keep up, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. So I did stay. I did try a new place out. I hadn't stayed there in Palm Springs. I tried out the small Indian tribe. They have the Agua Caliente Resort and Casino, and it was beautiful. So a pretty good size little tower casino hotel. Again, but they, you know, they're into technology. When on their website, they have a subcategory called resort technology, where you can go on there and see what they've done. So a lot of kiosks through the property, where you don't have to really talk to anyone, but these kiosks serve you. Digital menus are available online, so you can see what's available at the 7 restaurants in the place. Cardless Connect, again, an app on your phone that allows you to do a lot of different things. Check your cash play balances and your reward programs. Valet, you can call through an app. So they're really, and the service there is fantastic. The people, the employees working there, really hands-on and very friendly and very helpful. But if you're the type of person that wants to kind of set up your own little schedule and deal with as few people as possible, Agua Caliente gives you the opportunity to do that. And that's really the trend in hotels. So I self-check-in, self-checkout. And this is the way things are going. I miss that human interaction sometimes, but I guess a lot of people don't care about it.
Agua Caliente Resort and Casino. That, of course, means hot water. Hotwatercasino.com is the website. Yeah, you just mentioned it, Rick. Are you noticing that there are fewer and fewer people, or should I say more and more self-serve kiosks in these types of places that you visit in your work?
Oh, there's definitely more. There's definitely more. Or they hand you an iPad or a tablet when you check in, and you can do everything you need, request dining reservations, request more towel. You can do all that through a dedicated iPad that the hotel property, your resort property, has. So I guess this is saving them money. You know, you can tell maybe there's fewer employees running around, which can be a bad thing sometimes when you really need someone to talk with or deal with. But I guess they've done their studies and they've done their research, and this is a more efficient way for them to operate.
Be interesting to see what the hotels of two decades from now might look like, Rick. I'm excited because things have changed quite a bit in the last 20 years, haven't they?
Yeah, remember when we had those big heavy keys you had to put into the door? Now you just swipe a little card across the door and your door opens up. So I don't miss those big heavy keys that you had in your laying in your pocket that you'd eventually lose halfway through your stay.
Yeah, not going to miss that for sure. Well, we are into March, Rick. 2019 is just marching on. Basketball tournament coming up, and before you know it, they'll be playing golf over in Augusta. A lot to look forward to. What is your favorite springtime event sporting wise?
I just like getting out, playing a little golf or doing some stuff outside. I'll be heading this week down to TPC Sawgrass for the Players Championship Golf, checking out some of the new tech down there. And they've moved that event now from May to March to hopefully maybe get a little better weather, less rain down there in Ponte Vedra, Florida. So always a fun event. But you got to, Sully, in this climate here in Atlanta, we hope spring gets here quickly, the great weather, so we can get outside and start enjoying some things.
Hope so. And before you know it, it'll be 90 every day into October, more than likely, is the way that we do it around here. WirelessWednesday.live is where you can catch up with Rick and all the things he's working on during the week. On Twitter, my favorite social media platform, Rick Roswell. Always good to catch up, Rick.
Love the St. Baldrick's promotion, too, so I hope everyone turns out and donates for that.